they ignite in the podcast lights. Questions on the fly, no place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No place you can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Joey's wit so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Hello, and welcome to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera. Woo. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Very exciting. This is our last episode before spring break.
Yay.
And we have a very special guest today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. It's Rana.
Okay, that's all.
Hi, Rana.
Hi, Rana.
Hey.
Great. Okay, well, Rana actually asked to be on the show. They very graciously, well, kind of reached out to us and said,
yes.
I want to
well,
be on the
actually
show.
It was like, Yael was at the sink, as she usually is, and I was working, and she is kind of like my manager, and like, she was like, they have an opening. And I was like, oh my God, girl, pencil me in. So here I am.
That's great. Yeah. Is there anything, any particular reason why you wanted to be on? Anything we should be wary of?
I mean, I just like have been tuning in, you know. I feel like all of my friends have recently been on here.
Wow.
So, true. You're a fan,
inspired,
a real fan.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
thank you
tried
for your
and
viewership.
True, of course.
Great. Okay, well, going in first, we love to plug, you know, what people are active in on campus, on the hot seats. Again, we're bringing the Tufts community together. So first, we just want to start with something that maybe you're known for around campus, people see you do. You work at the sink.
I do.
Is there anything you want to start off and say about that job, about what it's like to be a sink worker?
I feel like whenever someone asks me what it's like to work there, I describe it as paid social hour.
Yeah.
Because it's just like when I found out that people got paid to work there, I was low-key surprised, which is like kind of funny.
It doesn't seem like you guys are doing a lot of work.
Well, I mean, like, it's kind of like when the line's long and you're just like making drinks the entire shift, it's like kind of just like, okay, this is actually a job. But like usually like everyone's just coming by and like saying hello, and like it's like social hour while you also are supposed to work. So then like it's the stereotype of waiting for a drink there is so long and everyone is so slow. But
yeah.
Do you have any like 10 out of 10 like star workers?
I feel like low-key, it's me, guys.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not to gas myself.
I was gonna say, we're not humble up in here.
Yeah, no. But, like, I don't know. I've just, like, worked in cafes for a while and, like, have had actual training.
Yeah.
No shade.
So some others have not had actual training.
No. The training, the, like, onboarding and training process is so vibes-based. Like, when you, like, it's your first day and you're, like, behind the counter for the first time, like, you're asking, like, oh, how do I make a blossom? And it's just, like, a little bit of this, like, a little bit of that, like, press this button, press that button, like, turn this knob, and then, like, whatever is in the cup is what you're gonna serve.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, that's why, like, sometimes your drink is delish and, like, sometimes maybe it's not.
Are you proud? Are you proud of the work that you produce?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you are.
Well, as you would say, the number one sink worker. Who's last place in the sink ranking?
I feel like as someone who, like, has experience, people are always like asking me how to do stuff correctly. Mm-hmm. So I get a lot of stories of like, oh my God, I did this thing, or like I made this really poorly. And one of my coworkers told me that he had been making hot chocolates with like water.
Oh, wow.
Like the entire time. And like he would ask people what kind of milk he wanted in the hot chocolate, and then he would just like put a splash of that milk.
Is there a reason?
Like he just didn't know.
It's not.
Who is this?
His name is David. He's like an underclassman, but I love him. He's my child. He's my son.
If you ever see David working at the sink, don't go up and get him.
No, because don't worry, because I literally showed him the light. Like, I taught him the ways. Yeah.
No, I'm glad.
I'm reforming.
I'm glad. Well, yeah. When did you start working at the sink recently?
Or? I got hired my sophomore spring.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
Do you think that there's like a nepotism or odd process when it comes to deciding who gets to work at the sink? What do you say about the application process?
I feel like there definitely is like nepotism involved for sure. I don't know if you guys remember Brayden, mm-hmm. who like used to be one of the managers, but he was like really big on like nepotisming people into the group, like mostly because of like his own agendas.
What were his agendas?
Yeah. I mean, like, his kind of, like, his own agendas, like, in his own free time, like, people that he had interest in, okay. who he wanted to see more of.
Of course.
Yeah. So he'd hire them at the sink.
Yes.
Yeah. And did that ever prove fruitful for him? Like, it would work
definitely.
Out?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that, like, unethical? Like,
definitely. But, like, I mean, hey, it's okay.
How was he, like, selected as manager?
The manager selection process is like you apply to be a manager in the spring, and then the managers of the year past select who will be the managers of the next year. Wow. So I guess it was just like up to the people who were like came up before him.
Did you apply to be a manager?
I did apply to be a manager.
Are you manager?
I'm not.
Oh.
Who is?
The managers are Alice, Ife, and Spencer.
Okay. Pickering. Oh. Do you agree with their titles?
Yeah, I am kind of glad I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just because it would have been a lot of work.
And but I do you would, think you do a better job?
I feel like I would have done a good job, but I also would be spending more time there than I'd want to be. Mm. And sometimes when I'm there, I'm like, oh my God, like I feel like I'm like an animal in a petting zoo, and like it would be like that, but like 10 times worse. Yeah. So I'm kind of like glad that it's not.
You're glad you don't have the weight on your shoulders.
Yes, exactly.
But you could have abused your power.
But like, did I want to?
It's a question.
It's like, that's like maybe power I didn't even really need, you know?
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that you were hired for any sort of ulterior motive?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just based off of your vibe and your barista experience.
Just my vibe and my, yeah, wow. I guess, my experience, low key.
How much experience did you have at the time?
I had like maybe a year of like experience. I used to work at like Pavement Coffee Shop in Harvard Square.
Yeah. Whoa.
Shout out.
Know, lore.
Shout out.
That's real lore. History.
Yeah, low key. Runs deep.
Well, is there like anything about the sink that you would change? Like, do you want to make, if you were manager, would you make big sweeping changes in any way? Would you have a formal training process?
I feel like consistency, yes. Mm. Like consistency, not just in training, but also in like the way that we're a coffee shop, so we should probably always have all the cups and all the lids that we need to have.
Yeah.
Because like
often you don't.
There's nothing worse than like wanting a hot drink on a rainy day and then like you have no lid, so the rainwater is going into your fucking drink. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like consistency, I think, would be my sweeping change.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
But I mean, it's hard. It's like student run, and I don't know. There are many exceptions to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, going back to ulterior motives and agendas of previous workers, a term that you have used is sink-cest, which is to describe, you know, the partnering of two sink workers.
Right.
Have you ever committed this act?
I have, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I have.
Do you regret your decision?
No, but I regret certain actions for sure.
Do you want to speak into that?
I just think we wanted different things, and I think I maybe did her a little wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very vague.
If you're listening right now, I'm sorry.
Nope. We got an apology ready.
First apology. Well, is this common at the sink? Like, do people often get together who work there?
I don't think it's common anymore.
Okay.
I think, like, okay, like, under Braden's rule, like, yes. Like, I feel like it's kind of, like, about the culture that's cultivated, and, like, his culture was super sink-cessed vibe. Yeah. So, like, the precedent was there.
Unethical.
Yeah. I have not heard of any recent sink-cessed happening, but also I'm old and washed, so who knows.
It's not your time anymore.
Yeah, it's not my circus.
6-7-4-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, he's got it.
I had to sneak the 41 in. I'm sorry, guys. We just watched a video about it. Is there anyone that you think should be hired at the sink that isn't currently working at the sink?
I would say MG Bistrom.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They were really keen on applying, and they literally just forgot to send it in.
Ooh.
And,
kind of their fault.
We can't be corrupt for them.
I know. No. Yeah, but.
Can't be unethical.
I think they would really mesh well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What could have been?
What could have been?
What could have been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, going back to like a minute ago when we were talking about your previous success relationships.
Right.
What are your thoughts on ghosting?
Like, I feel like it is just a part of our generation.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of inevitable. And, like, it's either get ghosted or be the ghoster.
How many, like, what's your ratio, would you say, of, like, ghosting to ghosted?
I low-key have never been ghosted, but I frequently ghost.
Do you think maybe if you don't ghost, there won't be a ghosting, like, occurring?
No, because it's going to happen. Like, I feel like I'd rather be on, like, the offensive side. Or, like, I'd rather be playing offense than, like, doing defense. Like, I don't want to be doing damage repair. Like, what if I just, like,
so you just want to hurt.
Just end it.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather it not be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you regret any of these ghosting? Yeah.
I mean, I feel like usually when I ghost people, it's like I don't really feel like I owe them anything yet. Mm, so that's why I'm using that tool, for lack of a better word.
So you don't feel bad
about not it really, all. No.
You're weaponizing your ghosting.
Yeah, but sure. I mean, I will say in the case of this, my success of days past, that was maybe one that was a bit more incriminating.
Well, and that person, did you have to keep seeing them, like, at work? Like,
no, because she graduated.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you escaped.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe she escaped, I guess.
Yeah. But you cut it off.
Convenient.
Yeah. So really, you think people should ghost. You're kind of, like, promoting it.
I mean, I wouldn't promote it, but I feel like it's, like, how would I preach against it if I have done it?
Do you think you'll be doing this more in the future?
I don't plan on ghosting people in the future.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats.
We've changed.
No, I've seen the light. Like, I'm happy. I'm at peace.
What turned you?
I just, like, I don't know. I'm tired.
I'm
tired.
So is, like, ghosting a very, like, physically demanding activity?
It's just, like, I feel like it catches up with you, you know? Like, it's, like, the guilt kind of stays. It lingers a little.
Of course.
Leaves a taste in your mouth.
Do you have, like, a guilty conscience?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
I frequently feel guilty about things that I maybe shouldn't feel guilty for.
Mm.
Or maybe you should.
Oh.
We'll find out.
Well, is there any sort of story that you can think of, like, a ghosting or a breaking up story that, like, it's more interesting or...
Might have happened at, like, a party.
Oh. Are you asking about a specific one?
On, like, a Friday. Thank God it's Friday party.
Yeah, I mean, if you're alluding to what I think you are.
Yeah, I would love to hear your story.
Oh, sure. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, me and my roommates throw parties here and there at my home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that we threw in our house, like, I guess this academic year, was like last Friday night themed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating somebody at the time, and I kind of was, like, really over it, like, super not into it, was, like, pretty checked out. And so I didn't want him at the party. And I told him it was, like, an ATO event. so that he like couldn't come. And we had a party and it was awesome. And then he showed up out of nowhere
at the party. How long into the night?
It was pretty late. Like, okay. It was like the music had stopped. Like, did the police come and like tell us to turn the music off?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, so it was after that, the music was done, and it was like the point of the night where like just our friends were there and we were all like keying in the living room. And I like, you know when like someone's staring at you, you can like feel their eyes on you?
Yeah.
It was like I like look up and I like see him like standing there staring at me.
Like in the entryway?
Like I'm standing in my living room and the entry to like where the stairs and the bathroom are, like he's standing in that doorway. Like
he just came in the
like,
house.
He literally just walked in and that's was scary. Standing there.
Do you know why he showed up? Like what made him show up?
He had basically like earlier that day I was low-key like soft launching having a conversation with him about our relationship that was going to be me breaking up with him like later that weekend. And
you gotta soft launch these things.
Gotta make people really nervous.
I know, I just like I can't really keep bring things edge. Up out of the blue, you know, like just had to like let him know.
Of course. Unless so, you're ghosting, then you just don't give any heads up.
Pretty much. But so we like had that conversation and then I guess he like was feeling anxious about it and he like went out to like watch a movie, but I guess the movie made him more anxious.
Classic, yeah.
It was like I guess not the movie to watch, and he was like maybe like he was like he had taken some candies and of course, like of course, yeah. Yes, classic. Anyways, yeah. So he shows up, had texted me and called me asking me if he could like come over, and that he was like having a really bad night, but I didn't see because I didn't have my phone on me, and so I see him standing there staring at me, and I'm like, oh. Like, oh my shoot. God. Like, oh shoot. And so I like immediately like whisk him into my bedroom and like he's obviously really upset and I'm like so freaked out. And then I just kind of do it there in that moment.
What was his reaction?
I remember him like trying to like cry.
Trying he, like, to cry. Couldn't.
Like he was like making the sounds but there were no tears. Oh my God. Yeah, so that was, like, really hard to watch.
How long were you guys together?
We dated for, like, about a year.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a rough way to end it.
Yeah, I mean, he was just kind of not the best guy. Well, so.
Did he ever find out that it was not an ETO party?
I don't know. I don't think so. We didn't really talk much.
Unless
afterwards.
He's listening right now.
Yeah. Wait, like, did you guys reach out
we
to him?
We contacted him.
We've actually contacted everyone.
Okay. He's hey, if you're listening, see you tomorrow at work.
You'll see him at work? Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
I work with him at Diesel.
He works at Diesel?
Yes.
Crazy vibe.
Oh, really?
How is that?
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could only imagine.
Yeah.
How often do you guys, like, work together?
Well, he usually delivers on Sundays, so he's, like, in and out of the store on Sundays.
Okay. So he's not, like, another barista?
Sometimes.
Okay, it's, like,
not
casual.
Recently,
so
though.
There's Diesel Cess, too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That sucks.
I know.
Wild vibe.
Do you, like, talk, or are you, like, oh, hi, how are you?
Sometimes he'll say hi. I haven't seen him in a while, so who knows if he'll say hi this time.
You'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, exciting. Exciting for you.
Yeah, I know. So exciting.
Ooh, all this is very fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, going back to regret, do you regret any of the actions that took course in this?
On that fateful night.
Yeah.
Like, no. Not really.
I look, he's standing with you. This is valid.
Yeah, this is valid.
He kind of really was mean to me. Hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
I honestly should have been a little meaner about it, but
it's okay. Yeah. He felt weird after watching a movie, and, you know, that's his punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got nervous.
In a positive change of events, you're currently in a relationship with in the hot seat guest, Sanaa.
Yes.
How is that going?
It's going so well.
Yay. Wow, that's beautiful.
That's wonderful. We're a happy bunch.
And when did you guys get together?
November.
Okay.
Okay.
And how soon after that was, like...
How soon after the TGIF party was this?
Okay, so that was in, like, October.
Okay.
And then, like,
so we had, like, a two-month break.
So, like, a month. Like, October to November.
Yeah. Right, so those are actually after one another.
Oh, my... I thought September was...
No. No, let's move on. No.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We started officially dating in January.
Okay, so you took some time to get there.
Yes.
Yeah. And we asked Sana this on their episode, but we want your take on it.
Okay. I know they're listening.
And yeah, they definitely are. And we had just been told by some sources that they had broken up with their ex-girlfriend soon after they had learned that you had broken up with your ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Do you think that this is true?
Like, do I think they broke up with their ex, like, because I broke up with mine?
Yes.
Like, I think they had their own dynamics at play that needed to be addressed.
Mm. Not the only reason.
Not the only reason.
But would you say it was a reason? It was a factor.
Like, maybe, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Maybe a little bit.
Don't stop. What is it saying? Don't stop your
Don't let your girlfriend stop you from finding your way.
Yes, beautiful. Ooh, beautiful period. Saying.
Or whatever.
Beautiful, okay,
beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful saying. Yeah, so there was no overlap because
yeah, no.
Okay.
Nah.
We got that confirmed.
I'm not about that. Wow. Yeah.
But you're pro like getting with your friends at the end of the day.
I mean, I did it, so I guess I can't say no.
Do you think there are two people who should get together that are friends?
Do you have anyone in mind? We're not like,
if you want to be a Cupid, yeah, like, right. Ooh, now.
Period. We're allowing you the opportunity.
I don't know. Okay, I feel like all my friends are like and happy in good places.
You're not like shipping anyone right now?
Not really.
Ugh. Any sync workers? Think they'll do well together? Okay.
Maybe you can combine like the diesel workers and the sink workers. And
yeah.
Can,
like, match and they can up. Train
yeah.
each other.
Okay, yeah.
Well, yes. We know the sink workers aren't training anyone.
Yeah, no, they don't need training. They're good. They're taken care of.
They're good. Okay, well, this one we got
an anonymous tip
okay, right. about. Right. And they just told us that we should ask you how you feel about the grocery store Wegmans.
I know where this came from.
Do you want to
divulge?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up down the street from a Wegmans. Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Super convenient to have.
Wegmans is a grocery store, yes, if anyone doesn't
it
know.
It is. It's a pretty good grocery store.
Has anything ever happened? Like,
lots of things have happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Has anything ever involved like a gender neutral bathroom in Wegmans?
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone actually was in attendance to Smut Slam on Thursday, you would know this story.
I guess might not have.
I mean, I could tell it again
yes,
if
please.
You guys are like
would,
asking me to.
We would love that. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I actually have told this story so much in the last week; it's crazy.
So you're prepped.
Yeah, like I literally told it earlier this morning to my coworker Grayson. Like, I got you guys. My sophomore year of high school. I was like DMing this guy for a while. We had like kind of like a DM like dynamic that had been established for like 2 years. And he was my mom's like best friend from high school's son.
Okay, I thought you were gonna stop it.
No, that would be <I'm glad. laughs> yeah. Whoa.
My mom's best friend.
Yeah. So yeah. He lived in Houston.
Okay.
And they would like, we would like, our families would like kind of visit each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so he was visiting us like for winter break, from Houston, like him, his mama's dad, and we're staying in our house, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Things kind of took a step when he was visiting I don't really know how much I can say.
You had fun?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was maybe like the best time I had had thus far.
In your life.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, like I really didn't know much about having
a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like basically the first night of their stay. I think they were there for like 4 days maybe.
And they stayed at your house.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. This like happened in like the like sunroom that like had a piano, and then like my grandfather like lived in that room for a while.
Oh, perfect spot.
No shame.
I know. Yeah, it's the same bed.
Oh.
Anyways,
okay, grandpa.
Yeah, like we really were not discreet about it at all.
Wow.
My mom could so tell. It was super obvious.
Young love.
Exactly. I know. And then so we were like really trying to like hang out again, and my mom was like really not into it. And so one morning, it was the morning that like they were going to be flying out. Mm-hmm. I was going to go to the gym down the street, and I like texted him and I was like, hey, I'm going to go to the gym. Like, if you want to come with me. Because I'd, like, brought him along to the gym with me, like, earlier that week, and it was chill. And so he, like, follows me out of the house. Like, he's maybe, like, a minute or two behind me. And I text him, and I'm like, there's a gender-neutral bathroom in this grocery store. And it's, like, maybe 7 in the morning.
Perfect.
crazy vibe. Yeah.
And so... yeah, we are just like hanging out in there. And then like after all is said and done, we are like getting ready to open the door to leave. And I open the door and my mother is standing on the other side of the door.
Wow.
Wow.
How did she know?
She heard us like leaving the house in the morning.
Oh, and she followed?
And she followed.
All the way to the Wegmans.
All the way.
Was she standing outside the door, like, the whole time?
I don't know, like, how much she heard.
Oh, so it was loud? It was a loud, fun experience.
I don't want to remember it as loud, but I don't
That's
know.
Valid. That's valid.
I just, like, remember that she was, like, there was, like, a little rack of, like, reader glasses next to the door, and she was, like, looking at them.
Oh, my God.
And what was that conversation like when you were done?
It was so uncomfortable. There was a lot of yelling happening.
Really?
In the store?
Yeah. In the Wegmans.
Didn't the workers like come by?
Yeah. I mean, it was so early in the morning, like there was low-key no one there yet.
I guess you picked a good time.
Yeah.
Have you ever like returned to the Wegmans?
Yeah, I continued to return to there frequently.
No repercussions. Beautiful.
I mean, so many. Yeah, so many repercussions to those actions. But none from the actual store.
From the store.
Yeah. Do you regret your decision?
So much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I, like, really lost my mother's trust.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you gained it back?
Maybe. I think she, like, kind of stopped caring a little.
Mm. Maybe it's kind of good in a way.
Yeah.
Takes the pressure off.
Like, flying out of the nest, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bird.
Exactly. A baby bird. Spreading my wings.
Well, did you stay in contact with this?
Oh, my God, no.
That was it.
I mean, that was it.
At a certain point, you gotta cut the.
Yeah,
no, cut your losses.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. He was also just like a crazy guy.
Oh,
like I low-key did not know like who I was messing with. Like I was low-key playing with fire.
He's now like made some poor decisions.
I don't even know where he is. Okay. Like I just know like the time of his life where we like intersected was low-key crazy. Like I remember he like had me like take the rice purity test with him, and his score was a 9.
Wow. I don't even
know. At 18?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't even know how you get it.
Yeah.
Hello.
A 9.
That's crazy.
Isn't 9 like...
It's a couple things
it's you like, low-key, you gotta be doing some crazy stuff to have a 9.
Yeah.
So you gotta get arrested.
Illegal
or
things.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Some crazy...
Well, he's lived life, and we can't shame that.
True, yeah, no, yeah. Like... Yeah,
he's not on the hot seat.
Not in the hot seat, you are,
you should reach out to him, low-key.
Yeah, we should find that.
Yeah, we'll have like a... He's actually gonna call in right now.
Well, did they ever go come back and stay at your house after
Oh, my
this?
God, no. I don't know if my mom and her friend are friends anymore.
Really? Yeah. Because of that?
Yeah.
Damn, you That's kind of crazy.
I know, Loki, I ruined a
ruin
lifelong
your
friendship.
No. It's not her friend's fault.
Just for some motion, I know.
I know. Sounds right.
I know. Not I'm even sorry. Worth it. You regret it.
I'm sorry, Mom.
If you're listening.
And she is.
And she is.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a good time to go into... Our PSA.
Oh, we're already halfway
section.
Done.
We're halfway through. You have to pick one of these from this large book.
Sure.
You have
As we're talking about
to
making
pick.
good decisions, good choices, this PSA will give you another glimpse into another great choice you could make in your life.
I wonder which one is going to get picked.
I'm low-key just going to pick this one because it looks kind of short. Why not cover your computer camera? Mm. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not just cover that camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you.
Uh-oh.
So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. That's actually wild that that's in the book. Like, why are we spreading
They're
conspiracy
theories? They're
going to
hijack your camera and spy on you.
And look at you while you're changing.
But, like, consider covering it, guys.
Do you cover your camera?
No. But I should consider it.
Are you considering after reading the PSA?
Yeah, a little. I low-key read that one a lot, though.
The Medford Summer Fest Community. Yeah,
you're the spokesperson for that.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, I should practice what I preach.
Well, another... So we mentioned that you're a part of the SYNC.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a member of ATO.
I am.
What semester did you join ATO?
I also joined the same semester I joined the SYNC. My sophomore spring.
Big year for you.
Yeah, like, it was kind of an electric semester. It was so fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite ATO members?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like all of my good and close friends who I know and love dearly.
That's so broad, but we'll
take
it.
Anyone you want to
share. Yeah, in particular. You know who you are. All of my house, like Sarah, Alec, Keiko, Sanal, Ella.
We love names on the show.
Yes. Frickin' my little Simran, her grand little, or my grand little Chloe, who is Simran's little.
Wow.
MG. Tristan, Jason. I don't know.
The everyone.
List could go on. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on the opposite side of that, do you have any least favorite members of ATO?
Like, definitely.
Yeah, so do you want to describe them, say their names? Because sometimes knowing about, like, being disliked is a way to learn.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of my dislike is kind of based off of, like, word of mouth or, like, one-off experiences. I've recently been discovering the fact that, like, first impressions mean a lot to me and also manners mean a lot to me, and it's hard to do a good first impression or have manners in the fraternity space sometimes. So I'm trying not to be like judgmental.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
That's a that's good growth thing, I guess. Guys,
yeah.
But going back to the question.
Right. Right.
Are there Is there a certain group of people? Are there individual people?
Like you wanna, a year, you could a say class.
Like, you could say like their initials. You could say like describe them. You could say their names also. We love them.
I mean, like, this is tough, guys.
That's
it really is
show.
So like I could totally say a name, but like I don't even know him. I
just,
okay.
I just probably not listening.
I just heard he said one thing one time, and I just like really don't rock with that.
Ooh, and do you want to? And maybe he can right his wrong, and you guys can That's clear true. The air.
But
if
like,
you...
I don't. He doesn't need to learn from me.
True.
I'm not his teacher.
Well, we could be his teacher.
He needs to see the light.
Anything like, about him?
Like, I just think we're, like, in a time and place where, like, racial slurs aren't really, like, a thing to be doing
anymore.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a crazy vibe.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I would
that's
say...
really, like, not my circus, yeah. But, like, wow, I can't believe that circus
in
is
ATO
so close
is,
to home.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
And still in ATO after...
I mean, I just don't think people knew. I don't know. I don't know how widely known known this is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy vibe. Well,
I know.
Well, chill our next question was, what's your least favorite thing about ATO? But I feel like maybe that could be one of them.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, that's...
Do you have any other... Least.
I mean, along with what I was saying about, like,
first impressions
and manners, I feel like I often am frustrated with, like, how people put themselves out there and, like, try to connect with one another, especially, like, being an older, like, member in the group. It's, like, tough to kind of hold that, like, level of seniority and, like, know that, like, yes, I do hold a power dynamic and, like, I definitely do put myself out there and I would say I'm, like, an outgoing person in this space, but also, like, just because you, like, have a whole sophomore friend group and, like, that's lit and awesome, like, that doesn't mean that, like, you can walk in and ignore me. Like, ouch.
This sophomore friend group keeps getting brought
ouch,
up.
Ouch, guys.
Really
like,
disappointed
you see
in you guys.
Me? I'm in the corner. Like, come say a hi.
Well, and, like, you should be respected because you are their elder.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just, like, maybe I look scary. Like, maybe I just look, like, scary. A lot of people tell me I'm, like, intimidating.
But it seems like it's, like, a group-wide issue. You're not the first person to say this. So
true.
I think you're valid.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Joey.
Of course.
People need more manners. Especially
yes.
in ATO.
Manners are so important.
What's like a what manner is being missed most often?
I don't
in
even
ATO?
Know. Like just like basic stuff, like saying please, saying thank you, asking for my name.
Oh, okay.
Asking so like that's really, very basic. really basic things. Like, let's say I'm like, I don't know, like enjoying something and you want to enjoy it with me, like, ask. Don't just snatch it out of my hand.
That's rude.
Like,
that's crazy.
Oh my god, don't just like take it off the table and try to like partake. Like, literally you don't even know what was going on in this room, and then you just stormed in and like literally like demolished the vibe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you fear for the future of ATO?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
a few bad apples won't kill the
kind of. I also think I don't fear for the future of ATO, as in like I know it will exist and I know it will never be what it was when I was in it, because like peak. It just won't. The people will be different, the vibe will be different, yeah. And that's just how things grow and change.
Well,
and that's okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, this is a question we ask every member of a frat or sorority that has come on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to rank the other fraternities and sororities on campus.
I low-key like don't know them like that.
Well, that's okay.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, you can still do it.
I like don't even know all of them.
Just do the ones you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just like say, I don't like this one, I like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like any of the other frats on campus at all. Like any of them. I guess.
I support that.
I remember I went to like the Jumbo Jam event, which is like it's like for charity, and like all the frats and sororities like do a dance, and like there's like roasts that happen, and the roast for DTD was like,
I can't even imagine.
Just like hard to, it was so hard to be there in the first place, but also the roasts were like, all the frats were so uncomfortable. And then like one of the MCs was a DTD member, and like before the DTD like dance went on, he was like, yes, your drink is supposed to fizz like that. And it was just actually so like horrifying, and wow. Like people were laughing, and I was like, that really like can't be what we're about right now.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, it was actually just, like, I could not believe I was there. Like, I think I left after that happened. I literally just got up and left.
Yeah. That is very valid.
Yeah, but, like, also, like, Theta Chi, oh, my God. I remember,
they
like...
They stole your boat.
Ugh, I don't even care about the boat. Like, I just, like, really don't like them. Oh. Like, I don't even... I just... I anything can't stand about them. Like, I remember one time I was walking down Packard Ave, and their, like, pledges were, like, walking down the street, and they were chanting DEI, but, like, not in the way that was, like... uplifting DEI.
They're just like chanting.
I wish you guys could see Joey's face. It was just like, it was just like, there, I know you guys are playing right now, and like, that's not funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's go to the administration.
Deadass.
Beta Chi, watch out.
Yeah.
Anything about the sororities? There's a few.
I don't really know them. I honestly don't really think I could name them.
Any of them?
Like the Ivy, maybe. Yeah. I don't know who's in it.
That's okay.
I know there's another one or two. They're fine.
So really, ATO is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I mean, like going into Greek life on campus was like such a like, I didn't see it coming for myself, and I think it really is like a bubble, because it's like a org that doesn't really subscribe to traditional like Greek life like norms, and
ATO is different.
I really exist within that bubble. In that bubble only.
Yeah.
Are you happy with your decision to join Greek
life? It's definitely connected with me with a lot of people that I wouldn't have met or been friends with otherwise.
Awesome.
That's beautiful. Yeah. A great plug.
Because you have three other housemates that are all in ATO. Is that correct?
Yes.
Who came up with your party theme last night, wizards, and we're going to use the word harlots
okay.
for our discussion today?
That was Alec.
Do you understand his reasoning behind it? Because we've been trying to understand it, and we still have... This is less about you and more about him, I guess.
Right.
What does that mean to you?
Like, that theme?
Yeah.
I mean, so the way that like, came into existence was we were all in my room, like, talking, and we were like talking about throwing again, and he just kind of blurted it out, and like
he just said that.
Yeah, he just really said it, and like the room went quiet, and we were all just like incredibly excited about it. Like,
wow, it's like
it was low-key electric. Yeah,
wow,
yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, same shout out line. Alec. But I like didn't know that it was a thing.
It is.
It low-key is a thing. Like, whoa. He was like, I didn't come up with it. It's like low-key a thing, oh. And I googled it, and like I guess it's like traditionally, or not traditionally, but like it has been like a party theme for frats, like for Halloween.
Mm. Oh, well, that's a little...
Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, because it's like boys are wizards, right? And the girls are just
wearing whatever.
Oh, I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes more yeah. sense. So, but like, I guess what last night was...
You kind of woke it up a little
yeah,
bit.
Like, yeah, like it wasn't really about that. Like, no, it wasn't. It was
beautiful. Kind of
about, do you like, think ownership. It went as well as you had hoped?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I would say most men at the event were harlots, which is kind of yeah. beautiful, actually.
Yeah,
now that
I know,
I think
it
about
really
the
was.
Yeah, that's true.
History of the event.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
Yeah, I had a great time.
I had a good time, yes.
I'm glad.
It was lovely.
I'm glad.
It was lovely. Speaking about parties, you guys threw the TJF party, aforementioned. Mm-hmm. You threw...
A clown party?
Yes.
A circus party.
Yes. Love the circus one.
And you threw this one. I'm sure there's been a lot of ideas thrown out there, like what a party should be. Can you remember the worst idea someone had for a party theme?
I don't even know. They're like, we talk about it so often that like I don't even know.
Nothing bad.
It was probably me, honestly. Yeah. Sometimes I just say something really dumb, and like Sarah kind of looks like at me like, no way you just said that. And then I'll just like kind of put my head down and the conversation will keep going.
She shames you.
Yeah.
Do you have an example, or you can't even?
It's I couldn't even. Yeah, me. Like sometimes I just like say something.
Sometimes
and
you gotta
it's
block
like,
it out.
Oh, but the circus idea was actually me. So I have my W's.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Good. Probably the best one out of the three.
Oh, really? You like that?
Well,
one
now
most?
That I think about the historical context of wizards and harlots.
Yeah. That wait, don't let that ruin it though, because like
no, it's
it back.
More beautiful. Yeah. Okay. I think it's my favorite because we took it back.
Good. Good. Good.
Beautiful.
Good. Good.
On a more negative note, could you rank your housemates?
No, I couldn't.
Wow.
I love them all.
Is there anyone who's at the top?
I can't do that. I really love them all. Like, they all really just hold, like, my heart is split into three pieces, wow. And, like, they own the three.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Sorry, yeah. Sana.
I love you.
Do you have like a worst roommate story though?
I will say Sarah's subletter last year was so funny. Like, that's not Sarah, but like she was a roommate that I did have. Mm-hmm. And oh my god, she was crazy.
Who was she?
She was this like Northeastern like grad student, and she was like super granola, like loved to climb. And also studied public health, which is one of my majors. So, like, I guess she thought we, like, kind of had a bond over that. So she would, like, always be talking to me about, like, her job hunt or her classes or her research. And that, like, kind of devolved into, like, us low-key being friends. And then she would just, like, be oversharing with me, like, a lot. So, like, I would go out into the kitchen to do literally anything. And then I'd be, like, stuck in there listening to her talk about, like, how she met this guy on the train, and like she ran into him again later that night on the same train, and like
that's actually kind of wild.
I know.
I'd have to tell someone about that.
She was low-key just full of stories, but like, girl, I'm not your friend.
She like, thought you guys were close.
Yeah,
you haven't kept in touch.
No, but I do still have her location on my phone.
Oh, yeah. You need to keep that around.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I just always know where Angie is.
You should like surprise her.
I know. I should
show up.
Like fly out to Maryland.
Oh, she's. Classic.
Yeah. I remember she like really wanted to get a tongue piercing, and I had like gotten my lip pierced that semester, and she was like asking me all these questions and like was really excited about it, and then like went and spontaneously got it pierced and like sent me a picture of her like with her tongue like all the way out of
perfect.
Her mouth, and like the next text was like just the emoji of like the eye, like the two open eyes, like the dots for eyes and the tongue out, like. And I was literally, I don't even think I responded to it. And she just continued to text me things.
She thought you guys were close.
I know. I guess I kind of ghosted her a little.
No.
Yeah. Friend ghosting.
I know, yeah. And
we still have her location.
I know, yeah. And she like would grow, she like had kombucha, like she had like a SCOBY. And on move out day, she forgot to take her SCOBY with her.
No.
And I I was like, girl, take it. Are you going to come get your SCOBY? And she actually did come back to get it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
that's kind that you reminded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of like ghosting, things being missing, this also was an anonymous tip from somebody.
Was it Yael?
This one wasn't Yael. We were asked to ask you about Maya's hat.
Oh my god. This is actually such a funny story.
What do you know about Maya's hat?
I know so much about Maya's hat.
Please indulge us.
Okay, so this goes back to junior fall. I am taking Dada in the avant-garde with Keiko, as per Sarah's recommendation. She loved that class. So we're in the Olin basement taking this class, whatever. It's like one of the auditorium style rooms. So there's like stuff getting lost under those chairs all the time. And I find this hat and I'm like, oh my God, cute hat. And I low key pick it up and I'm like, oh, maybe I can give it to like that guy who I was dating at the time.
A nice gift.
You were gonna
gift it to him, or not gift it to him, but be like, I found this hat. Do you want it?
Okay.
And so I gave it to him and a couple months go by and he was like, it is really itchy and like is uncomfortable to wear. I don't want it. Mm. And so he gave it back to me. And it just kind of sat in my closet for a while, never really touched it or wore it or did anything with it. And then I decided to wear it this past fall, like for the first time ever. And I wore it to 37 Warner Street. And Maya Wexler was there because she's dating one of the 37 Warner Street members. Mm-hmm. And she like went up to Ella and she was like, Ella, Rana's wearing my hat. What do I do? And Ella was like, you need to say something. And like, I am so glad that she did, because like that would be so awkward if I was just like marching around campus wearing her hat and like she just was watching.
That's so funny.
And so she basically like had lost it and she like came up to me and she was like, where'd you get that hat? And I was like, I found it in the Olin, like in like one of the Olin classrooms last year. And she was like, I lost that hat in one of the Olin classrooms last year. And I like never took a hat off faster.
Wow. But you gave it back.
But you gave it back.
Well, yes. Yeah. And I feel like me finding it, like, connected it back to her.
It definitely did.
Who would have known what would have happened if I didn't pick up the hat?
That's true.
Yes. We don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any other... Well, because this was written in by someone saying you have kleptomaniac habits.
Whoa, guys.
Do you have those tendencies?
I would definitely say I'm, like, a reformed and changed person. Yeah.
So you don't.
Anymore.
But yeah. You did back in the
for
day.
Sure.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah would be like, is that new? And I'd be like, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you have to take it.
Yeah.
I see.
Gotta make sure Target doesn't get you though with the federal crime.
I gotta watch out, allegedly. I gotta watch out. Anyway, moving on to something. More fun.
Mm-hmm.
Any listeners listening in right now. If you saw our story post for this event, you would see a beautiful headshot of of rowing picks, crew picks. What's your terminology?
I would say rowing.
Rowing.
Yeah.
Well, there was a huge hickey on your neck, and we just wanted to know: do you have any shame?
Like, yes, but also no.
And that's how it should be.
Because it's just low-key so funny.
It's so funny.
It is funny.
Immortalized on the website.
It's low-key, like, and that's where the shame is like, the fact that that is a part of my digital footprint.
Yeah.
Like,
that's... First thing that pops up when you look up your
I
name.
Know, yeah. I know. I know.
You gotta start doing something else. That's
like,
crazy.
How do I fix that?
I don't know. If you
my future employers, bro. Like,
you could just say it's a mole. You like, gotta remove.
Well, they might not look that hard.
Like, oh my god, no one's gonna want to like employ a harlot like me. Oh my god.
Well, so you were on the crew team freshman year.
I was.
And then you immediately quit.
Well, I was so injured.
Oh, you were.
That's the thing. Yeah.
No. So it wasn't your choice.
Yeah, low key. Like, it was okay, my body telling me to not do it.
Are you
it.
Happy that that happened?
Yes.
Would you have kept doing it if you didn't get injured?
I low-key think I would have, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really committed to it. Like,
as
so.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
It's
I know.
Really intense.
It's looking okay, crazy. It's really intense. I, like...
Gold medalists.
I, like, run into them sometimes, and, like, we're, like, still all friendly, so, like, I'll lovely, ask them how practice is, and, like, ask them how the season is, and, like, I just really can't imagine, like, ever getting lake, back into a boat. Ooh. And like trying,
yeah,
yeah,
that's wild.
That makes sense. Yeah,
guess going on to more things that you were active in, like in your earlier time at Tufts, I heard that you were once in a band.
Oh my God.
Called Girl Band.
Yeah, Girl Band. Jeez, guys.
So you played an instrument. What instrument did you play?
I played the keys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was that experience in the band?
It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just fine.
We're not bringing the group back together?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we still friendly with the people in the group?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
For sure. Yeah. It was me, Keiko, Ella Rosen, Kim Curris, Stella Basir.
Okay, crazy group.
On vocals. I know, she's so talented. And then Michelle, I don't know her last name, on bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not trying to get the gang back together.
Nah.
Mm. Is there any reason why, or just didn't really mesh?
Like all of the above. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that we didn't mesh, because like we were all friends, but like it was like we would be like, are we practicing this week? And then like no one would respond.
Mm.
And then like we would go to practice and like no one was prepared.
Mm.
And then like we would like we were literally struggling to find a name for forever. And the fact that like we were known as a girl band is just like, it literally makes me sweat because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I really honestly only remember it as Girl Band. I don't remember what it's actually.
Yeah, the name Mauve. It was supposed to be Painted Mauve, which was like also an iteration of like us being girls and like Mauve. Pink.
Yeah.
But like, but yeah, I don't know. I just like couldn't really agree with that whole vibe.
Gender.
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh, gender.
Gender.
Ugh, yeah.
It'll get you.
I know. I know, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
talking about gender, I guess. Were you a dual degree student at one point?
No.
Oh.
Ever? Do you do SMFA classes?
I take one class.
You're taking
now.
One. Have you ever been mistaken for a SMFA student?
Low-key all the time.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was.
It's hard being me.
It is hard being
me. Do you kind of wish you were ever SMFA?
Like, only in the way that I am a very creative person.
I was going to say, it's like I've seen your Instagram. Yeah.
My creation account.
Your creation account is lovely.
Yeah, I just like, I feel like if I had the chance to be an art student, like that would obviously be awesome. Mm. And like, it's an opportunity that not a lot of people get.
Yeah.
So that would have been great. But I also love what I study, and I still have time to be creative whenever I want to be.
That's great. That.
Yeah.
Good plug.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then people are like, are you dual degree? And I'm like, no. Nah.
And you're proud to say that.
Yeah.
Because you don't really want to be an SMFA student.
I mean, like, not that I don't want to be an SMFA student, but like, people can look like me and not be an arts student.
Mm-hmm. Wake it up.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's very true.
Well, is there anything that you hate about SMFA students?
Like, no.
Oh.
They're fun.
I would agree, actually.
Yeah, they're low-key super, like, chill and friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed they are.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
would you say that's the same vibe for Beats?
Definitely.
Yes.
Oh my God, Beats mention.
Yes. Are you proud to be a Beats member?
So proud.
What's, like, the vibe of Beats in, like, 3 or 4 words?
Me and Ella often talk about it as like a club full of kids with ADHD.
I would say that's probably
just banging on the drum.
Yeah, banging on like buckets.
Yeah, like literal garbage, carts. Like old bottles and like pots and pans and
classic.
Pipes and classic. Literal trash. Like we have a piece of like scrap metal that we call shrapnel that we play.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in Beats that doesn't quite fit that vibe?
No, I feel like everyone honestly fits in really well. The audition process is very, like, intensive. So,
what are you guys making them do?
It's, like, the first one is, like there's, like, a set of games that we play. And it's, like, kind of meant to, like, assess, like, your basic sense of rhythm. But it's mostly about, like, how you, like, handle being in the room with, like, a couple other members. And it's, like, basically, like, 10 minutes of us just, like, being really, really, really weird. Like, so weird. Like, you'll, like, walk into the room and, like, we'll all be, like, crouched in the corner. And then, like, someone will start, like, giving birth. And, like,
what?
It's, like, literally just, like, 10 minutes of, like, of like, what's that word? Improv. It's literally 10 minutes of like random, really, really random, really uncomfortable improv. And like, if you can like bit with us and riff with us, then like, we'll give you a call back. Yeah.
Wow.
Super vibes based.
So you've made it into a lot of like vibes based things. Yeah, it seems like
you're the vibe.
Hey.
You got the vibe.
You got it.
Yeah. It's a good time, though. I'm actually going to go play a gig with them right after this.
Oh.
Yeah, I have my Beats shirt in my bag.
Where's the gig?
The Interfaith Center.
Oh.
We're playing, like, a Purim festival.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Beautiful.
Pop
Who
out.
Makes, like, the shirts?
Usually they're ordered through Custom Ink, but we recently had Custom a lot Ink. Of budget cuts, so we used the ATO t-shirt press this year.
Classic.
And me and Ella and Simran made them all.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yes, yes.
Well, in our last 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
we're going to just kind of quickly go into some general questions.
Okay, right.
This is a question we've asked every single one of
every
our
single guest.
Guests, and we couldn't have ended the show without asking you this.
Mm-hmm.
So please, for us, if you would, rank the LGBT acronym.
Oh. Oh, period. I'm going to say TLQGB.
TLQ. Yeah.
So T on top, yeah. L second, oh. Q third.
Yeah. I would say that's kind of the.
Wait.
The,
maybe. No. Yeah, maybe. Can I like tie Q sure. and L together?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Can they be on the same
yeah,
level?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because, yeah, we're really just focused on the four spots. So the Q yeah. can get added in.
Oh. The Q's important.
No, yeah. the Q is obviously important. It's very important.
Everyone's included. What are you saying, huh?
No, everyone's included. All of the gender appropriation.
Right, and the pronouns.
The pronouns.
Right.
Of course, of course.
Right, right, right.
That's, the Q yeah. could, of course, be second.
Okay.
We love our Q friends.
Yeah, right.
Friends
yeah.
and family.
Q and L are tied for me. Yeah.
And then you said BG?
GB.
By last.
Yeah.
yeah. That's a very common answer. I would say that's kind of
really.
Yeah, everyone wants a dog on the bisexuals.
Yeah,
yeah,
sad life.
Yeah, bifurious.
Bifurious. Okay, well, you kind of have a little bit of like a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to leave us with? Any opinions? Anything you want to shout out? Call out. Apology.
Shout out everyone who tuned in. If I asked you to listen. If you work at the sink and you're now feeling worried about your drink making abilities, don't, because I love you guys. And Sanaa, I know you're listening. Hi.
Oh,
and,
beautiful.
I love my roommates and I love Beats.
Couldn't rank them, so that's real
yeah.
love.
Yeah. Anything else from you guys?
No.
This was a great show.
Yeah,
thanks for
great.
Being here.
Thank you for being here.
For
and again, this is In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Thank you guys. We're back in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we got spring break, so you gotta give us some time.
But we'll be back with a heavy hitter. Okay.
In the hot seat now. Get ready.
I'm putting on
that song, bro.
It's time to take it.